One of the things St. John Henry Newman articulated in his teaching is what he called the sacramental principle. And simply stated, the sacramental principle says the following. There is a visible church, that's us, gathered here today, gathered with Catholics around the world. There is a visible church with sacraments, like the sacrament of the Eucharist, and other rites that are instruments of the invisible world. So, visible sacraments that are instruments of the invisible world. There is a piano. If Judy couldn't play the piano, if no one here could play the piano, this piano would just sit here. And it would look very nice, but it would not be able to do what it's intended to do. And that is to convey the notes written on the page so that the instrument works beyond itself to a deeper reality, which Judy plays for us. Similarly, the sacraments, that they are instruments, that they are means by which they point beyond themselves to the fullness of this greater reality, what John Henry Newman refers to as the invisible world. And the church understands this beautifully during the season of Christmas, because there is no writing that is more sacramental than the writing of St. John. And so throughout the Christmas season, we've been reading his first letter, and we have been reading his gospel. And in the gospel acclamation, we have stated biblically by John the sacramental principle. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That says it all. That's what we as Catholics believe. That not only did the Word become flesh and dwell among us 2,000 years ago, but Jesus continues to dwell among us through the wonderful gifts of the sacraments that he has given to the church. And we need to understand two reasons why Jesus has given us the sacraments. First of all, they help us to attain our goal, which I will talk about in a minute. But not only do they help us to attain our goal, they are the very road, the path, the way we take in order to get there. So the sacraments help us to attain our goal because they are, secondly, the way to that goal. In our first reading, St. John affirms that the one who is currently veiled from our sight, that is Jesus Christ, will one day be made visible to us. One day, by and through the grace of God, we will see Jesus. Do you think about that a lot? That you will see Jesus. That we will be in the presence of the beatific vision. This is the goal of your life and the goal of my life. To see Jesus Christ face to face. In our gospel, John put it this way, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world." What is John doing? Well, he's really articulating the sacramental principle. Here in the person of Jesus is the one who points us to the reality of heaven, to our goal. And how beautifully we put this into play at every Mass when the priest says, as John the Baptist says, "Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb." Today we see Jesus veiled in the sacramental species of bread and wine. One day, we will see him face to face. Then there's this remarkable statement that John makes. When you and I see him, we will be like him, for we will see him as he really is. That is a stunning truth of revelation. That is the word of God, that we're going to be like him because we will see him for who he is, and then we will fully be who we are called to be. And so with this goal in mind, we understand that in this life, you and I are called to the way of holiness, because John in that letter says, everyone who has this hope What's the hope? That we will be like him, because we will see him. Everyone who has this hope purifies himself just as Jesus is pure. And then he goes on to speak in very precise moral language. St. John writes, "Everyone who commits sin is guilty of lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin." And then he goes on to say, "Those who are in him do not sin." Well, we know that we still do sin. But the key point here is John's definition of the kind of sin that he's talking about, lawlessness. The person for whom there's no sense of life having a goal, there's no sense of life having any purpose, any meaning. You just do whatever you want to. It's lawless when it comes to the moral life. And we don't have to look very far today to see that reality in the world all around us. And then John says something very interesting. He says, the reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him. The reason the lawless world that's living without a sense of purpose, without a goal in mind, they might think those Catholics are really weird. Why are they living the kind of life that they're living? Well, the reason they don't know us is they don't know him. But this is not the case of the follower of Jesus Christ. The follower of Jesus takes to heart, day by day, our need to die to sin. And we don't want to live in a state of willful sin. And we know that when we do sin, our desire is to repent of it as soon as we can, to ask forgiveness of God, to ask forgiveness of the person that we have sinned against, and be reconciled. And then at the end of our reading from 1 John, we have this lovely verse. "Anyone who abides in Jesus does not sin. Anyone who sins has not seen him, nor has he known him." And so here's the point I want to make in conclusion. The only way that we can grow in holiness, the only way in which we can live so that sin is not dominating our lives, is by putting into practice the gift of the sacraments. Think of them in the following way. Baptism, as you know, is the sacrament whereby we become spiritually born as members of the family of God. Confirmation is the sacrament where the bishop lays hands on us, anoints us with the oil of chrism, so that we can be empowered by the Holy Spirit to live lives of purity. And the Eucharist is the most beautiful sacrament. And I'm so happy that you come to Mass every day, because it's a way for us to abide daily in Jesus. Confession allows us to abide in Jesus by actively desiring to put to death mortal and venial sin. Marriage, that's a tough sacrament, but a beautiful sacrament, whereby one man and one woman are learning the way of agape love, to will and to desire the good of their beloved. And priesthood is that wonderful sacrament that allows for a man to have empowered and instilled upon him in a particular way persona Christi, to stand here as Jesus, so that he can put before the disciples of Jesus, day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, the goal of our life. And he is, because he's ordained, able to administer the sacraments that are the way to that goal. Beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, may you desire to grow in holiness through your continued active participation in the sacraments. They are the way to keep before us the goal, that goal that one day you will see Jesus, and in seeing him, you will be like him.